Shalom Aleichem, Rabotai. This is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishnah Yomi is continuing for Zayin Sivan. Baruch Hashem, it's Shabbat in Eretz Yisrael, and it is both Shabbat and Shavuot in Chutz La'aretz. Obviously, we're pre-recording to get a head start on our Limud, so you can be Osek in your Tikkun Leil Shavuot and all of your Limud, all of your learning for Shavuot. Yesterday, very apropos to Shavuot, we mentioned they did not let the Kohen Gadol eat too much Erev Yom Kippur, because eating a lot brings sleeping. And of course, drinking wine and eating a heavy meal will make someone tired. So here we are, if you're listening, Erev Shavuot, something to keep in mind when you're eating your dinner tonight, as sometimes a little goes a long way. So on the theme of staying up all night, that we do on Shavuot, Baruch Hashem, and that the Kohen Gadol and the Kohanim would do on Yom Kippur, they talk about what the Kohen Gadol would do all night when he was staying awake on Yom Kippur. Mishnah Vav, Perek Aleph and Yuma. Im haya chacham doresh. If he was very wise, he would be giving a drasha. He would be explaining, learning, and teaching and explaining the halachot of Yom Kippur to familiarize himself and teach it, because learning is a great way to stay awake. Im lav, if he was not so wise, talmidei chachamim doreshin lefanav. The talmidei chachamim were there, they would explain the halachot and the inyanim of Yom Kippur to him. Im rogil likrot, korei. If he's used to reading from scripture, go ahead and read scripture to stay awake. Im lav, korin lefanav. If he doesn't know how to read so fluently, they would read it in front of him. B'ma korin lefanav. So what should he read in front of him to help him stay awake? Be'iyuv, the book of Job, Iyov, uve Ezra, and Ezra of Divrei Hayamim, and the Chronicles. So these books contain interesting incidents and stories and, you know, emotional topics, so they help him to stay awake. Zachariah ben Kivutel Omer, Zachariah adds, Pa'amim Harbe, there were many times when he was with the Kohen Gadol on the night of Yom Kippur trying to keep him awake. Kareti lefon of B'Daniel. I read him Daniel to keep him awake. Now, Daniel contains interesting stories and interesting political machinations, because Daniel was, of course, in the court of Nebuchadnezzar in Babel and had to survive as a Jew with Yerach Shemayim. It's also interesting that a lot of Daniel is in Aramaic. So this could be alluding to the fact that the Kohen Gadol was sometimes, as we mentioned, picked from someone who was not the most educated, highly learned man, not the best man for the job. And they read him Daniel, which is in Aramaic, because maybe his Hebrew was not so great, but his Aramaic was good. So they read him Daniel, he'll stay awake better that way. It's going to Mishnah Zion on the same topic of staying awake at night. Bikish lehit namnem, if he's about to doze off. Pirchei kehuna makin lefanov be'etzvot sroda. The young Kohanim would snap their fingers in front of him. Be'omrimlo, and they would tell him, Ishi Kohen Gadol. Our master, the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, Amod, why don't you stand up? V'hafegachot al ritzba, and take a little walk on the floor. And of course, the floor in the Beit HaMikdash was marble, which can be quite cold, and the Kohanim were not wearing shoes, so the cold floor, the Bartner explains, will wake you up. U'ma'asikin oto, and they would keep him busy, keep him involved in learning or walking, or, you know, Bartner adds they were perhaps singing Tehillim and making music, you know, vocally. Until it arrived the time of Shechita, of the morning Tamid, which of course is daybreak. So we see it's shayach to have a group of guys around learning together or doing something together, even walking together to keep you awake, whether it's Leil Shavuot or Leil Yom Kippur. The Gemara actually adds that they would do acrobatics in front of him and do kiddah, which is some sort of advanced yoga posture, supporting someone's weight on their thumbs. It sounds really difficult, but it could be a useful thing if it's Shavuot or you're trying to stay up, Tikkun Hoshana Rabbah. Also, you're trying to stay awake all night. You know, if you're starting to get tired, sometimes the physical body needs to be invigorated. I've seen people on Shavuot get on the floor and do 5 or 10 or 20 push-ups, and I've seen people do air squats, you know, get the blood flowing again on Shavuot to stay awake. Which is, of course, a Hasidish Inyan. The chitzoniyot is me'orer pnimiyot. Sometimes you have to get the body moving to get the soul, to get the neshama and the mind moving again. So Baruch Hashem, we've seen our limud and yuma. The past 2 days has contained some very useful advice about staying awake all night. And those are davka, the mishnah we learn for the days of Shavuot. So chazak uvruch, tzikul mitzvot, shabbat shalom.